skies for amber.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us Mr. Tom Sciola. Those of you who listen regularly, we remember a couple of weeks ago we had Greg Sciola on several times. Greg publishes a magazine called The Crusader, and he talks on GMO foods, genetically modified foods and organisms. And, of course, we carry his book, GMO, Beware the Coming Food Apocalypse, which we think is excellent. We have a four-tape set on genetically modified foods and really the implications of this, which truly are frightening. But today we're going to have something a little different. Tom Sciola actually produces various types of fruit bars. He puts something together called the Bible Bar, which my wife has been eating for some time. She thinks they're really wonderful, and she enjoys them so much, I thought that we'd get Mr. Sciola on and have him talk to you, and we're really going to go ahead and carry the Bible Bar simply because there's so many bars out there that people are using, and I've been to the health food stores and seen them there, and most of them really don't have much in the way of taste and nutrition in them. Oh, I suppose they have some natural things in them, but an awful lot of them taste like they're made of sawdust, but the Bible Bar really is pretty good. Tom, how did you get into the fruit bar business, or the various types of bars that you're putting out?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on your show, Stan, and it'll be a joy to share with you some of the history of how this all came about. Before I go into the Bible Bar, I want to pick up on something you just said, and that is the bars that are out on the market today. I've actually done a report on that. If you go into the health food stores and you look at what's called the nutritional bar or the health bar section, those leave a lot to be desired. I used to run a health food store. I had a health food store up in upstate New York for 18 years. And I'll tell you, when my customers came in to buy from me, they were very discerning. And if I carried bars that are like they're carrying now in the health food stores, they would have really raked me over the coals. I'm kind of surprised that some of these health food stores are allowing some of these bars that are out today called health bars. They have these artificial sweeteners, sucralose, and SSLFame K and all kinds of additives and preservatives. So it is kind of refreshing to know that we have a bar that's based on what I like to call biblical nutrition or biblical principles. Let me just give you a brief history of how that all came about. In addition to having a health food store for 18 years upstate New York, I was also in the nutrition mail order business. We sold food supplements and exercise supplements, bodybuilding type products. And around 1995 or 96, the whole physical fitness world and bodybuilding world started to go down a street that I wasn't too happy about. They were, the magazines that we were advertising our products in were starting to look like softcore pornography. They were espousing a lifestyle that we didn't agree with. And so I said to my people here, including Greg and the family, that we needed to go down a different road. And I had this idea for years of bringing out a line of products based on the Bible. And years ago, I was reading the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 8, and I came across this passage, very famous passage, come to find out. By the way, the numerology is interesting too, Stan. 8-8.
You're going to have to hold that thought for just a moment, because we're going to be bringing some more stations on.
Okay.
And some more stations will be leaving us for a couple of minutes, and then they'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And boy, today it really is a beautiful and picturesque day. We're really blessed to live here. So today you're just glad to be alive. Well, today with us is Tom Sciola, and of course he is produces a product. We're going to be carrying it, actually, because my wife loves them. They're a bar. They're in one of these bars. You'll see them in the health food stores. You'll see them in the regular stores, and they're supposedly going to give you energy and nutrition, but so many of them carry all sorts of artificial products, and some of them taste maybe just a little bit better than sawdust, but not that much better. And Tom has been working on this for some time, and he told me that certainly he'd been in the health food business for a long period of time, had his own store, and now he was producing products, and he got the idea that they wanted to produce something really that was based upon biblical concepts. Basically, he talks about Deuteronomy 8, verse 8. So you pick up the story there, Tom.
Okay. So in the come the millennium here, the change of the calendar, we thought it would be both symbolically and chronologically a good time to try something new. And I had this idea after reading Deuteronomy 8:8 of making a nutritional bar. Let me just tell you Deuteronomy what it says. It's a very intriguing passage. For the Lord thy God brings thee into a good land, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, and a land of olive oil and honey. Now when I read that back in the I read it years and years ago, but when I read it back in the 90s, a light bulb went off in my head, and I thought, I wonder if that could ever be produced, those seven foods could be produced into a nutritional bar. And I kind of tucked the idea away for a few years, but as I say, when the millennium came along, we thought it would be kind of fun to try something new, so we went to work on developing what eventually became the Bible Bar. It wasn't easy to bring all these seven ingredients together into a nutritional bar. It took a little research and development to get the flavoring right and the taste right. But we did succeed with doing it, and we called it the Bible Bar based on Deuteronomy 8:8. Subsequently, Stan, I found out I wasn't the only one who was intrigued by this passage. Rabbis who have been studying the Bible for centuries have also zeroed in on this particular passage of the Bible, and they call this the seven species. And of course, the intriguing part is, And you really need to think about this for a second. The Lord is using foods, seven species of foods, to describe the promised land. Now, I found that very intriguing because of all the ways he could have described it, you know, it's beautiful mountainous country, green grass, and great sweet-smelling air, wonderful clean water streams.
Hold that thought there for just a moment.
Yes, sir.
Just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course our guest is Tom Sciola. He's telling a little bit about the background of the Bible Bar and the various products which are actually in the Bible Bar. There are seven products described in Deuteronomy 8:8. And what are those seven products?
The seven products are wheat and barley and vines, which is grapes, fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil, and honey.
All right, and of course you've mixed them all up into a bar that
yes,
really tastes pretty good. In fact, my wife swears by them, and of course I've enjoyed eating them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to eat an awful lot of it. It takes the edge off your appetite, and then you don't have to eat quite as much, or you may not want to eat anything at all for lunch.
Well, that was one of the first things we found out with the Bible Bar when we brought it out. The part of the feedback we got was people were saying it was a very satisfying bar. And as I say, that we were intrigued by the fact that the Lord would mention seven foods as a descriptor of his promised land. And so in addition to developing the bar, I also began to do some research to see what the story was behind these seven foods. Why would our Lord refer to his land by food or species? And it was in very, very eye-opening research for me, Stan, because I found out that every one of these seven ingredients that are now part of the Bible Bar have huge, significant nutritional meaning and also spiritual or symbolic meaning. If you'd like, I'd like to share some of that with you.
You go right ahead.
Well, first of all, wheat. He says it's a land of wheat. Well, we don't have to go too far for your listeners to realize that Jesus himself described the sons of God as being wheat. In Matthew chapter 18, the famous wheat chapter, he talks about the wheat and the tares. And he says when the apostles later, after he gives the parable of the wheat and the tares, they say, explain to us, Master. And he virtually tells us that, he says, the tares are, you know, are the sons of the devil, but the wheat are the sons of God, and they will be gathered into the barn, which is heaven, gathered by the angels. So he's telling us right there that wheat is a symbol for the sons of God. And even agriculturalists will tell you that of all of the crops that grow on earth, without wheat growing, you're not going to have a very viable society. Wheat and agrarian societies are really, they revolve around the wheat. Just think of how many wheat foods we have in our society, from breads to cakes to cookies to pancakes to cereals. I mean, wheat really is the staff of life. Nutritionally, wheat is just loaded with good nutrition. You have wheat germ. I'm sure your listeners are familiar with that and understand that that's a great source of vitamin E, and it's a great source of unsaturated fatty oils. It's got your B vitamins in the wheat. It's energy producing. Without wheat, we probably would really be in trouble on this planet. So when the Lord describes the land being with wheat, it's a tremendous descriptor. Next, he says barley. Barley was intriguing to me. Why barley? Well, interestingly, the very first crop that comes up in Israel, right after the first of the year, is barley. It's the first grain that appears. It's so important that they set the calendar by the appearance of the barley crop. It's called the month of Abib. And when the shoots are green, that's when they start the calendar for the new season. And symbolically, barley, since it comes before wheat, to me represented John the Baptist as he comes to announce the arrival of Jesus, the Son of God. And nutritionally, barley, like wheat, is just loaded with vitamins and minerals. It was used in ancient times by athletes. The Roman gladiators used to eat a form of a barley gruel. They believed it gave them tremendous strength and energy. And it goes on and on like this. I mean, you go to the olives, for instance. I mean, the word olive and olive oil appears hundreds of times in the Bible. One of the most significant is after the flood of Noah, when the Lord sends out the birds, the dove that comes back with the olive branch in its mouth. Great symbolism there, a sign that the world is now ready for man again, that the troubles are gone. It's a sign of peace. An olive branch, always a sign of peace. And here's olives in our bar, and also used to describe the promised land. The olive oil, my gosh, every nutritionist today will tell you that olive oil is probably the most important oil that we can consume. Monounsaturated, excellent for the heart, helps prevent heart disease. Symbolically, oil, they would burn the olive oil in ancient times in the temple. The menorah that burned in front of the Ten Commandments inside of the Holy of Holies was olive oil, a pure olive oil that they used to burn there. So olive oil represents light. Also, olive oil, as I'm sure you know, was the anointing oil. The Messiah is to be anointed with olive oil. The kings, King David was anointed with olive oil. So there's great, great symbolism in the olive and the olive oil in the Bible. The grape. Well, there again, you know, at the Last Supper, the Lord takes the bread, of course wheat, and the wine, the grape, and he uses them as symbols for his body and his blood, further verifying and certifying the importance of these two foods that are also part of the seven species. And we know now today, for instance, that grapes and the red foods, and particularly red juices and red wine even, that when drunk on a regular basis helps, again, prevent heart disease, antioxidant. There's a substance in the red grapes called resveratrol, which every health magazine is talking about how powerful this is now in the prevention of heart disease. Shall I go on? You want to hear about the others?
Go right ahead.
Okay. This one I found really intriguing, and at the time when I was working on the Bible bar, you didn't hear an awful lot about pomegranates. But since that time, I've follow this closely, more and more companies are coming out with pomegranate products now, from pure juice to capsules to jellies, etc. Now, the pomegranate was really intriguing. Of course, pomegranate means large apple. And that was the way they referred to it. For those that are familiar with the pomegranate, when you cut it open, it's just loaded with seeds. Again, the ancient rabbis believed that every pomegranate contained 613 seeds, representing the 613 laws of the Old Testament. Now, when you pop open those little seeds, they're like little water sacks. And, of course, the pomegranate is also extremely nutritious from a health standpoint. And they're just beginning to knock on the door of all the benefits of the pomegranate. When I brought out the Bible bar, a study had been done in Israel showing that pomegranates, when eaten on a daily basis, greatly reduced the amount of heart disease and heart attacks in the people that were eating pomegranates on a regular basis. Again, because of its antioxidant qualities. But now we swing over to the spiritual side of it. What did the Lord have in mind spiritually with the pomegranate? Well, interestingly, Stan, when Moses was given instructions in the desert on how to put together the tabernacle and the clothing for the high priest, he was told to put pomegranates on the hems of the high priest's garment. Very interesting request. And that intrigued me. What did the Lord have in mind? Why would he say, use the pomegranate on the hem of the high priest? And I'll tell you here in a second what I think he had in mind. Now, let's go a little farther to Solomon's temple. When the instructions are given to build Solomon's temple, the chapiters, the top of the columns, the Lord again says they are to be decorated with pomegranates. So obviously the Lord has a very, very key and important meaning and attachment to pomegranate. Now, what I was able to find was that the pomegranate, because it contained so many seeds inside, was a symbol for fertility and for long life. And so it would stand to reason that since our God is a God of life and a God of everlasting life, that the pomegranate becomes a beautiful symbol for his holy place, for the vestments of the high priest and for the columns, representing life from life eternal and a symbol of fertility. The fig was used in ancient times for medicinal purposes. It was very soothing for the stomach, very high in minerals, but also in the Bible used as a symbol for peace and a symbol for calm times when there were no war. Here, for instance, in the book of Kings, Judah and Israel dwelt safely, every man under his vine and under his fig tree. Of course, even the Buddhists use the symbol of Buddha under the fig tree as a symbol of peace, but the Bible far predates the Buddhists with that concept. And I guess the last one is honey. And boy, there again, I don't have to go too far to explain to people the medicinal and the health benefits of honey, God's natural sweetener, been used for centuries and centuries and centuries, millennia actually, as a therapeutic agent, to calm the stomach, to prevent colds, antibiotic. But here again, from a spiritual standpoint, the Lord says that he would lead these people into a land that flows with milk and honey. Honey again being a descriptor for the promised land. I will bring you up out of affliction of Egypt and into a land that flows with milk and honey. One sideline here, when I brought out the Bible bar, I got some emails from people who also study these seven species. Some questioned why I used honey in the bar, because they said that the translations in the Bible, it really isn't honey, but it was a date syrup. And I did a lot of research on this, and the word that's used, the bar, in Hebrew, is definitely used in many places to mean honey, as found from the bees. So some people question whether the honey was a date syrup or the honey made from bees, but it's my belief that the honey in the seven species is definitely the honey that comes from the beehive.
Well, how long have you been putting these out now?
We had the Bible bar out since the year 2000.
All right, fine. Well, it certainly is very tasty. It's certainly a lot tastier than most of the other bars, and certainly very satisfying as far as, filling you up, and you just don't feel so hungry afterwards. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Tom Sciola. We'll welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295.
help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Carr's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Carr's book, Due to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine, but those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763. 9763.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Tom Sciola, and of course he puts out something called the Bible Bar, which we're going to begin to carry because, well, my wife loves them and I rather like them too. In fact, I think they're delicious, and I think it's just something that it's certainly you can get by for lunch just by eating one of these, and of course it certainly would cut down certainly a lot of the calories we're taking. How many calories? Do we have any idea how many calories there are in a Bible bar?
70.
How many?
170.
About 170 calories. Well, you know, what sort of response have you gotten from people? You've had them out for 5 years now. Have they been fairly well accepted?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it has, Dr. Stan. The response was even better than I had hoped for. People found it a bit novel in the beginning, but as I sent out a lot of literature with the product to do a lot of what we're doing right here on this interview, to explain that this isn't just a you know, a novelty, that there's more to this kind of product. And so the stores have gotten behind us. A lot of the Christian Bible bookstores and the health food stores have really picked up on this. And one thing led to the other, and we've come out with several other nutritional bars based on biblical principles. I noticed on the break that one of your sponsors is Bill Sardi. And interestingly enough, I found him on the Internet, and he talks about and espouses much of what we're talking about here. He's written about what he calls Bible foods and the Bible diet.
Yeah, he really has. He's done a good job.
He's done some great research. And I'd like to share a little side story with you here. I got an email about 5 days ago from a gentleman up in Massachusetts, and he was bawling me out, and he was basically saying that to use terms like the Bible diet and the Bible bar was presumptuous, and that, I mean, he used some choice words even a little worse than that. Let's just say he was not too Christian towards us. And he wanted to know on what basis I could make claims that there were such things as Bible foods and a Bible diet. And, of course, what I responded to him was that one of the things nutritionists have found out of late, and of late I mean maybe in the last 20 years or so, is one of the most healthy diets that man can eat is what they call the Mediterranean diet. The Mediterranean diet, if you check it out, you will see that it is virtually a parallel of the Bible diet, and it espouses the same types of foods, whole grains, seeds, nuts, fruits, and vegetables, some fish, wine, as Bill Sardi mentioned on the break there. And now what they found is that when those people in the Mediterranean areas, which you might call the Bible areas, the early Bible times, when they analyzed the diets of those people eating this way, and they found out that the incidence of heart disease and cancers were much lower. So I emailed this gentleman back that was criticizing me, and I said, you know, God knew a lot longer, long before what was called the Mediterranean diet, and he prescribed for us back in Genesis 1:29 how to eat, and it's virtually the same thing as the Mediterranean diet. He says in Genesis 1:29, I give you every herb-bearing seed on the surface of all the earth, every tree which has its fruit yielding its seed, and it shall be food for you. And of course, these are all of your natural foods, your oils, your grains, your sprouts. And when people eat this way, they live longer. They have less disease. So God was the first nutritionist, Dr. Stan, and the book that we call the Bible, when you understand what he was telling us, both in Deuteronomy and in Genesis 1:29, he was giving mankind a prescription for how to eat healthily. So that, see, Greg and I have had many discussions on this, and we're of the belief, I wrote a book called Moses Wasn't Fat. And when you study the life of Moses, you find out Moses died at 120 years old, and it said when he died in very strong health and with vigor, and his eyes had not grown dim. So in other words, he had lived his complete lifespan, and then the Lord took him. And I believe, as Greg believes, that we were not meant to suffer all of these diseases that are upon us today. These are a result of mankind doing it man's way, eating improperly, drifting from God's principles of the Bible and biblical nutrition. And as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, now genetically modified food, you know, that great abomination. And I didn't hear Greg's interview, but I know where he's coming from. You know, Greg's of the belief that this is what was going on long before the flood of Noah. Time for a break?
I'm afraid that it is. So go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. We'll pick up from there. Go ahead.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we have Angela calling from New York. I'll ask her to hang on there, and we'll be with her as soon as we get back. And of course, we do carry a fair amount of material on this sort of thing. Certainly, we carry Dr. Blaylock's wonderful book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, talks a great deal about nutrition, as does his book, Natural Remedies for Cancer Patients. And then, of course, we carry the book, Seeds of Deception, going into the genetically modified foods. And now we're carrying Greg Sciola's book called GMOs, Beware the Coming Food Apocalypse. You need to understand what they're doing, and you need to begin adjusting your diet accordingly. We'll be right back in just a moment. Thank you.
tapes at genocide, and one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America. The fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
And this is Dr. Stan, and let me just mention, we talked just a moment or two ago about a four-tape set on genocide. We have actually a four-tape set called The New Order of the Barbarians. There are interviews with Dr. Dinigan, who is a pediatrician in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who back in 1969 heard an address given by a Dr. Richard Day, who at that time was the medical director of Planned Parenthood, and it was associated with a group that Dr. Day called The Order. And this is, I will tell you, the most incredible series of tapes. Now, I didn't do all the interviews. Randy Engel did three of them. I did one of them because I wanted in my own mind to see if I really believe this story. And after hearing it and analyzing it, I believe it because the things he's talked about have come true. But there really are people out there who feel there are too many people in the world today. We find that cancer now is killing more people than heart disease. That is an accident. If you read, get the four-tape set, The New Order of the Barbarians, you'll understand what's really going on. Call us right away and get the tape set. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest of this afternoon is Tom Sciola, and of course he actually produces something called the Bible Barn. We're going to offer it. Of course, you have to get a whole box of them. They're 18 in a box, but we think it's great that you want to have them on hand, and they're great for traveling. They're great just to have around the house, and they'll take your appetite pretty well away, and my wife will attest to that. I will as well. But let's right now go to Angela, who's calling us from New York. What part of New York are you calling from, Angela?
Canandaigua, Dr. Stan.
Where is that now in relationship, say, to some of the other cities up there?
Okay, it's midpoint between Rochester and Syracuse and about 16 miles south.
All right, fine. You're probably then listening to us on one of Dr. Wolf's stations.
Yes, sir.
All right, fine. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
A question. I'm a type 2 diabetic, and I wanted to see how that relates to a diabetic, your bar there.
Do you have any idea on that?
Yes. In cases like this, I would suggest, we do have people ask, that you do show it to your doctor. And you bring up a point that I wanted to stress, too. The Bible bar, because of the grains, because of the honey, is rather high in carbohydrate, mm-hmm. even though they are the natural carbohydrates, and they tend to metabolize much slower in the system. And I have to be careful how I say this, and I'm not endorsing this. We do have people who are diabetic who have reported back that when they use the Bible bar, that it does not play havoc with their blood sugar levels. So you might want to show it to your doctor, test it yourself, and test your blood. But my guess is because of these natural ingredients, eating these bars discriminately, you may be able to get away with it without any problem at all.
Would you stay on your medication or just watch your blood sugar level?
Well, I not being a doctor, I can really can't comment on medication, whether you should stay on that or not. But I'm of the belief that you know, God's way, when done properly, eventually we can get off all medications. I think medications, I realize there's a need for them on a temporary basis. But our goal is, you know, with the philosophy that we teach, and I can tell from just a little bit of hearing Dr. Stan tonight, is that when you do it the natural way, in what we call the biblical way, eventually you should be able to get off medications.
But I certainly wouldn't go right off your medication. I think you're really going to have to follow that thing along very carefully. Angela, anything else you wanted to ask?
No, but I thank both of you so very much, and God bless.
God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, you know, one of the terrible things today is the number of people that are developing diabetes. And, of course, we're finding so many of our children, you know, are developing diabetes. We never used to see this sort of thing. What is it? Well, of course, some people think that we're giving so many vaccines to the children, we're mobilizing the autoimmune system, and we're actually creating this type 1 diabetes in our children. That, and of course, the water fluoridation, which is extremely toxic. And of course, when you fluoridate your water, you also get the full benefit of the lead, arsenic, cadmium, and polonium, the 20 that they put in with the hydrofluoric acid. And the average individual has no idea. And because the other side controls the media, you're not going to find that out, what they're really putting in. Very seldom do they simply put in sodium fluoride, which is bad enough. But these other things are even worse. You get all the full benefits. You know how good lead is as far as the mind is concerned. Well, you say, how could this happen in America? I thought the government would protect us. Believe me, if you read the, in fact, my latest newsletter, you'll want to get, it's the December newsletter. We're sending it out. We'll be glad to send you a free copy. If you don't subscribe, but if you don't, shame on you. But, you know, and it goes into the writings of somebody who works for the EPA, one of their chief scientists, who's trying to get the word out. A testimony he gave before Senate, totally blacked out by the controlled media, as is so much of what's going on. And the great tragedy is so many people are getting diabetes far more than we've ever seen before. And the government has no explanation, or if they do, they're certainly not telling the people. Well, what about some of the other things? Are there any other problems that people might have physically with taking the Bible bars, things of this sort?
Well, yes, there are some people who, as you know, can be allergic to wheat. And I wouldn't recommend use the Bible bar. Other than that, there shouldn't be any other problems. But in listening to you here and thinking about what you're saying, I want to add that we are in a spiritual warfare taking place on a material or a physical plane. And the very first commandment in the Bible deals with nutrition. And any way you look at it, and any way people try and spiritualize this away, it's a nutritional commandment. Of every tree in the garden you may eat, but the tree that is in the center of the garden you shall not eat, for on the day that you eat of it, surely you shall die. And so the Lord is telling the first man and woman that what they put into their temple, their body, their physical bodies, is a life and death matter. Satan isn't stupid. He knows this. And so we now are in a battle. And that battle is, the battleground is our body. And so he tries to get us to eat every form of toxin and pollutant, to take God's natural foods and distort them and add additives and preservatives and overheat them, overbake them, and take away all the vitamins and the minerals, and then put this slop on the grocery stores, and we wonder why we're a sick nation, and we wonder why we see so much disease. We have strayed so far, Dr. Stan, from eating according to the way that the Lord wanted us to eat. And it's very simple, again. If you eat your fruits, your vegetables, your grains, your seeds, your nuts, your olive oil, what I call Bible foods, if you stick to that formula, then it's my belief that the Lord wants to bless us with good health, and that we would go a long way in fighting all the diseases that are plaguing modern America today. It's a battle. And now, again, going back to Greg's specialty, this genetically modified food is just another attack by Satan against our food supply and against our bodies.
Well, my wife is commenting that one thing about the Bible bars is they don't have a lot of chemicals and the other products in them that the other health and low-carb bars do. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, 100% agree. See, as I said at the beginning of the show, it breaks my heart to see the health food stores which used to be bastions of truth and nutritional integrity, are now stocking their shelves with every kind of bar imaginable under the general heading of health bar. And when you pick up those labels and you see what's in those bars, I mean, I caution your listeners, you just because you buy it in a health food store, you better really read those labels closely, because those bars are full of junk. That's how they get the carbohydrates low. That's how they keep the calories low, by using all kinds of artificial ingredients. But when you eat a Bible bar, you're eating nutrition as God intended. You're taking the seven species that are described in Deuteronomy, wheat and barley and honey and figs and pomegranates and olive oil and the raisin or grape, and you're getting a satisfying granola-type bar that you can eat on the go. You can eat as a meal replacement. You can eat as a form of prayer. And you contemplate the seven foods that the Lord calls good, and you won't find any of those abominations in there, any of those additives, the bar is very low heat. We try to preserve all of the vitamins and the minerals. We're kind of a throwback to the old days when there were really good health bars on the market. And when people buy the Bible bar, I mean, I realize the importance of what I represent when I put the name Bible bar on a product, that I'm representing a book and a belief system that's from God Himself. And I cannot, in honesty, ever bring out a product that doesn't maintain that kind of integrity and that kind of obligation. So when people eat the Bible bar, I mean, we're bringing the best we feel that can be made. Well, in a nutritional snack item type of product that.
Well, the telephone number, if you'd like to call, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we got them for my wife some time ago, and she's kept right on eating and really enjoying them. And because she enjoyed them so much, then I tried them, and I thought, you know, this is not too bad at all. And then I of course, talked to Greg, the son of Tom, who's our guest today, and about products that he has. And of course, he has this book out, and he puts out his book is GMO Food, Beware the Coming Food Apocalypse, which incidentally is an inexpensive book, but it's a very, very good book. You need to get at least an approach to realize what they're doing. And most people would say, oh, if there's a problem with genetically modified food, the government would allow that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they allowed the Vioxx, and of course, by their own admission, somewhere between 88,000 and 130,000, 138,000 people will die because of it. They allowed the Tuskegee study, where they set out to kill 400 black people, and so that they could autopsy them, so they could study scientifically, of course, how the disease had ravaged their bodies. And of course, they fed the children the plutonium-laced cereals, and they gave the children the Willow Creek orphanage, a food laced with hepatitis, so they could just study. It was all done scientifically. And, of course, the greatest scientific study of all is fluoridating the water of this country. Most other countries will not allow this. They will not allow it in almost any European country at all. But, of course, we're doing it here in this country. So why is it not safe in Europe and safe here? It's a social experiment. And I think it's going to result well. We already see the results of what's happening with cancer. And if you study the scientific information, certainly the animal studies and even the demographic studies, you find a definite relationship between the increased cancer rates and the cities where water is fluoridated. So I hope you want to get my November newsletter, go over the facts, and we are getting so much more great new information on that subject. So you necessarily going to have to look after your health yourself, and that's why I think that this we put on these various programs on nutrition, because it really all ties together. Why is this important? Because I believe there are evil people out there, and I believe evil people do just what you'd expect them to do. They do evil things. And I really believe that we need to think about our own health. We can't depend on the government. You can't depend on some of the big manufacturers. What you're going to have to do is learn, study, and then, of course, protect yourself. Well, what about some of the other things? What about the shelf life on this?
The Bible bar, again, being that it's all natural and we use no additives or preservatives, we're talking about a 6 to 8 month shelf life, as opposed to some of these bars that are out that last for years on the shelf. Fortunately, we sell a great amount of these, and so they're in and out of our warehouse very quickly. So customers are usually assured of getting a very fresh batch of Bible bars, because we we're always bringing new batches in almost weekly. I wanted to touch on the carbohydrate issue quickly before we go. One of the complaints we heard early on was, well, the bar is too high in carbohydrate. You know, we're on the Dr. Atkins diet. All our customers are on Dr. Atkins diet. Well, and time is going to prove me right on this, and you're already starting to read it. The Dr. Atkins diet is an abomination. And why do I say that? Because if you would analyze the foods that God gave us to eat in Genesis 1:29, these are high carbohydrate type foods. Fruits, vegetables, grains, herbs, seeds, nuts. These are foods that are high in carbohydrate. So I like to say, did Dr. Atkins know more about nutrition than the Lord himself? Because when people start cutting out carbohydrate, you're cutting out one of the most important food substances that the Lord intended you to eat. Your brain burns a tremendous amount of carbohydrate. You need it for your muscles, for your energy, for digestion. And for the people that say all they're concerned about is keeping those carbohydrates down, they're going to see that in the long run, they're going to fail on their diet, and number two, they're going to jeopardize their health. If the Lord has carbohydrates occurring naturally in foods, then the Lord intended for us to eat natural carbohydrates. Unfortunately, as you said just a few minutes ago, man comes in and tampers, and so we have processed foods, so those kinds of carbohydrates are devoid of all of their fiber and their nutritional value, and those are the ones that lead to the diabetes and the diseases. But if you stick with God's natural carbohydrates, such as you'll find in a product like the Bible Bar or in fresh fruits and vegetables, etc., then you're going to live a long, healthy, disease-free life. This is the way the Lord intended for us to eat, and there's no reason that we should be veering from it just because we're in the year 2005. Sometimes we think we're wiser than God himself.
Well, you know, I think it's very interesting. My wife has noted that, you know, if you eat half the Bible Bar, you know, and you don't have to eat the whole thing because you simply leave it there, you know, and put a little saran wrap or something around it, and you come back, you know, 3 or 4 days later, and it's still fresh, you know, it doesn't dry out like so many of these other bars do.
It's interesting that you say that. I have a good friend who's really... Really, I don't want to say hooked on him. That may be the wrong terminology. Let's say he's a real fan of the Bible Bar. And he tells me all the time, Tom, I can't eat a whole bar at one time. I find it satisfying to eat half a bar. And he does exactly what you just described that your wife does. Eats half a bar, puts some aside, eats the other either later in the day or the next day. So I guess what we need to do is just have the people start trying them. They are available in health food stores and Bible bookstores, and thankfully... They'll be available through you too here shortly.
Right, and of course the thing is that they're made up of complex carbohydrates. That's what's so important.
That's the key.
And that is really the key. That God created these things, you know, so that you could metabolize them properly. I mean, you certainly don't want a lot of the regular sugars, and yet there really is a very, very nice taste to these. They are a little bit sweet, but they're not so sweet that they, that you want to eat more. They're just very, very pleasant. And I think you've done a good job of putting it together.
Well,
how did you ever do that?
Pardon me?
How did you ever come up
with that? Well, I don't actually. I'm not the manufacturer myself. I looked around for companies that were making bars that I thought were natural and had the right texture. And I found a very small but very honest company out in Texas. And the fellow was a Christian gentleman. And when I told him my idea, he got very much excited. And he worked very hard to put the ingredients together. And we went through many test batches to get it just right. But thankfully, he was part of the development of the bar and was able to put together really what you have there, a real satisfactory product.
Now, does he manufacture them for you then?
He makes them, and we also get they're made in Canada now, too, at the same time. We have a manufacturer up there who we work with who makes some other bars for us, too, because we do several nutritional bars. I'd like to just tell your listeners that they can see all of the Bible products at our website, houseofdavid.net.
Houseofdavid.net, okay, fine.
And see the Bible Bar and some of the... We give a lot of information on that website, some of the things we've talked about tonight. It's an informative website, too, and you can see some of the other biblical-type products on that website.
In fact, your son, Tom, I mean, your son, Greg, was supposed to have sent me some of that information. Would it be all right if we took some of the information off your website?
Oh, absolutely.
So the people that go to our website would see it and know, you know what the products really are about.
And I'd like to plug one other website that I have, and that's the MosesWasn'tFat.com. And that your listeners can read all about how this health book that I have, Moses Wasn't Fat, again, where I put some of these ideas down on paper that you and I are discussing this evening.
All right, fine. Well, thank you so very much for being
with
us.
It's been my pleasure.
There's been Tom Sciola. We're talking about the Bible Bar. We will be carrying it. You want to find more about it, go to our... certainly go give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we hope to have the information up on our webpage as soon as we can. Anyway, God bless, and thanks very much for being with us. Bye-bye.
Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City? Well, a very important video is the cover-up in Oklahoma City. It really consists of film clips that were actually taken from video footage shot during the first 2 or 3 days after the bombing. And you'll actually hear the commentators in Oklahoma City talking about the second bomb, the third bomb that had been disarmed. Now, if they were actually disarming bombs there, why didn't we hear that throughout the rest of the country? You'll actually hear an interview with one of the gentlemen who was in the Murrah building at the time that the bomb went off, and he had time then to jump underneath his desk before the glass blew in from outside. Obviously, there were two bombs, one inside, one outside. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish.
Of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course we're talking here about health and health factors, and certainly we have a wonderful four-tape set with our good friend Dr. Russell Blaylock. It's called Life-Saving Health Secrets. And there, of course, he talks about the danger of fluoride. He talks about the danger of mercury. He talks about the danger of aspartame, which you called NutraSweet, which is in just about all of your diet drinks. And then he talks about general nutrition and some of the things that you need to have on hand and how you can increase your immunity and immune system response with the adequate nutrition. There's so much that nutrition can do to help you. Life-Saving Health Secrets is an excellent four-tape set, and it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Now you can get Dr. Russell Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, and they really can. And Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients at that same... Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course we think that nutrition is very important, and this is why, of course, we're going to be offering the Bible Bars. If you'd like to know more about them, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and they come in boxes of 18, and of course this is great for lunch, for a snack, great to take with you when you're traveling, and they really do taste great, and they really are nutritious, and they don't have a lot of preservatives and other things in them. So, again, for the Bible Bars, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will want to get some of the excellent books we carry on health and nutrition subjects. And, of course, one of them would be Dr. Russell Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. It has a section on fluoride, 20 pages or more on aspartame, on mercury, and of course it's a section on vaccines, what you need to really know so that you can evaluate is the danger worth the risk that you're taking. And then, of course, just general nutrition, how to build up your immune system and what you really need to do from getting into trouble and what foods you can eat and what supplements you can take and the names that they put on all of these things that are terrible for you so you'll never know. And he has them all listed there. And I know my wife uses that book a great deal. We've put out hundreds of these books and people love them. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And then, of course, his other book for people who have cancers, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. What can you do nutrition-wise and vitamin-wise and all the other things? You're going to have to go in for chemotherapy. Well, hey, do you want your hair to fall out and feel terrible if you're going to have the chemotherapy? There's certain things you can take, and you're not going to have all the complications everybody else is going to be having and the intense nausea, but you have to prepare yourself for the chemotherapy if you're going to take it. That's Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. We have a four-tape set of four audio tapes on Dr. Brzezinski's cancer treatments, which have been so thoroughly suppressed by the evil people in Washington, D.C. And then, of course, we have the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough. We have a four-tape set on Laetril, what you need to know about Laetril. We can't make any claims at all because it's illegal to say that anything good about Laetril. We've simply put together a four-tape set with some people's opinion of this. Why? Well, I think if you heard the information available on our four-tape set, The New Order of the Barbarians, you'll find out that they are actively suppressing treatments for cancer. Why would anybody do that? Dr. I believe his name was Burke. Anyway, the name escaped me just temporarily, but he was the in charge of cancer research at the National Cancer Institute, and Dean Burke, I think it was, he called me one time, and I spent quite a time talking to him. He told me that there was an active effort to suppress any knowledge of Laetril. He had worked with this for many years. He felt it was better than any chemotherapy, and he was in charge of chemotherapy research. But, of course, you're not going to hear that through regular channels. Why? Well, you need to get that four-tape set, The New Order of the Barbarians. Much of what's going on will become apparent after you've heard it. We have, of course, a great deal of other information. If you'd like to get my latest newsletter on the water fluoridation, which, of course, is the testimony of Dr. William Hersey, before a Senate subcommittee, and Dr. Hersey is a scientist who works for the EPA. The EPA scientists are frantically trying to get the information out and being blocked by the controlled media. Dr. Hersey's testimony is my December newsletter. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. We'll be glad to send you the December newsletter free of charge. You'll have to request it, of course. Hopefully, while you want, of course, to subscribe to the newsletter. You can go up on the Internet, pull down our November newsletter. If you get into the books, of course, the book The Fluoride Deception, or some of the other material we have on water fluoridation, the four-tape set, or the new DVD we have on water fluoridation, why, of course, we'll be glad to send you those letters free of charge. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. And until Monday, when we'll be back again. May the Lord be with you.